Morning. I want to start off thanking Pastor Devin and First Baptist Church to give me this opportunity to preach here on Father's Day. And my good friend Joseph for that kind and gracious invitation. And I want to thank all the fathers out there, in here and out in the world. I'm going to share for a couple of minutes about my story living with this building. I'm going to go to the scripture, Luke 4, chapter 18 and 19 verse. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. God has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recover sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. In the church I grew up in, there was only one meeting of blindness. Blindness was a physical ailment need to be healed, or rather cured. This person needed to be changed. This person needed to be fixed to recover the sight of the blind. These passages become unimportant to people who have physical disabilities. How can the church nurture and help people with disabilities? How can the church feed us without marginalizing us? I think reinterpreting and reexamining the scriptures in the healing passages can open up new discourse. The church must acknowledge people who live with disabilities and live up their experiences in order to reinterpret the passages for all people. See, blindness was a common ailment in the ancient world, especially when one reaches old age. Humans have lived centuries with no way to overcome the disability of losing sight. However, Christ was anointed to preach good news to the blind. Christ's task was promoting a welcome, a radical welcome. Jesus healed. Not only he did take away the impairment, he tore down the social barriers that black people were living with disabilities, fully being included in the community. I'm a blind person, but a openness, a vision for a community. For everyone will be one. In the times people were living with disabilities, particularly people of color, they need a place to go, a safe and welcoming place in our churches. Sadly, many churches are not welcome and accessible doorways, restrooms, and seating shed some people out of the church. This unintended evil is widely spread. Even those in position of authority, church leadership, have been occupied by able-bodied clergy who a lot of times ignore people with disabilities altogether. However, we got to ground ourselves and help our brothers and sisters and all our people. How many people this morning have a disability? Or know someone have a disability? Or family. I'm not trying to shame or embarrass you. This is very important to me. I suffered a stroke. It left me paralyzed. I couldn't walk or talk. Before this, in high school, I was all star athlete, contender in my hometown. I was all state in basketball, all county in football, all sectionals in track. I was riding around a magic carpet, and it felt like someone snapped it. I fell on my face, and life was over. I remember the doctors telling my mother and me that I probably would never walk or talk again. My mother stood beside my bedside and comforted me and said, "It'll be all right." I didn't know what all right meant. But see, I believed in my mom. She would not. She had my best interest in heart. Weeks went by. I relied on my family and some friends. It still was hard. It was very hard to ask for help. During that recovery period in the hospital, I prayed God daily and evenly hourly. It was a time that I was wrestling with God. Should I stay in this Christian faith? Or leave. I remember asking God, "If you help me in this inner pain I was enduring, if you take it away, I'll go anywhere for you." After a while, I left the hospital. people in my hometown looked at me differently. I myself looked at myself differently. Going to church, I felt like an outcast. I felt like invisible, a nobody, a spectacle. People wouldn't even talk to me. They were scared. I didn't know what to say to them either. 2 years later, I suffered another stroke. All the improvement that I made from the first stroke was gone. I really wanted to give up. I started drinking. I went to a dark place. But I couldn't give up. Was something inside of me wouldn't let me give up. God put in me the resilience and the inner drive to keep on going in this, through this tragedy. Yet after another stroke and a recovery process, I started searching for answers. Why did this happen to me? I never found it. But I found something that fed my spirit. It was the work of Dr. James L. Palm. Dr. Palm was the father of Black theology. And his book got me out of the abyss I was in. It gave me fire to keep going in the midst of my struggle. I still look at Dr. Cone's work today. When Dr. Cone was writing Black theology in the 60s, God was with him in the face of Black oppression. So too, I believe God is with me in my situation. Dr. Cone gave me the language and the fortitude to keep going and create my own theology, Black Liberation Theology of Disabilities. Before my stroke, I sat where I was. After my stroke, I was signed to see, often to the side, hidden from the rest of the congregation. Before my stroke, I was active in coffee hour and fellowship dinners. After my stroke, I often sat alone. Church people who shared real meals with me really did it out of pity. Before my stroke, I was regularly receiving communion. After my stroke, a church that they died to, I was a spectacle, a nobody. I was shunned. I was ignored. People stared at me like I was from a different planet, a contemporary left. And still, we all are incomplete. might expect to be treated as less than human from people who do not take their self serious about the God's the message of the God, the Lord. We must not slow down. We must share the message. Everybody's included. We need to truthfully ask ourselves, are we doing enough? What risk do we take when we bless those who are living with disabilities? Why do we feel shame of our own wounds and try to conceal them? We are not perfect, nor we are intended to model or strive for perfection. Let the born again in Christ, our wounds are invisible and undeniable. In that fact, it challenges us to we have to reconsider our fears of vulnerability. What a better place to come to terms with ourselves than the church? Please.